A new marijuana advocacy group launched in Idaho a couple of weeks ago, and leaders say they've already heard from more than 200 potential volunteers. Previous pro-pot groups have failed to gain much traction at all on efforts to legalize medical marijuana in the state of Idaho. New Approach Idaho is the name of the group. It has a few new faces, but some of its members come from those now other dissolved groups. New Approach co-founder Bill Isbinson has been a prominent figure in Idaho's pro-marijuana movement for years. He told our Adam Cotterell this cause needed a branding overhaul.
We felt that it needed a name change. We didn't want to be associated with the same name that's been trying to do it for the last two different times that it's been tried.
What are New Approach Idaho's goals?
Well, our main goal is to educate people, the masses, on what this cannabis is actually doing for a lot of different people across the world.
Beyond education, do you want to see marijuana legalized for medical purposes? Do you want full legalization? What do you want to change in Idaho?
Well, New Approach Idaho definitely wants the medical marijuana available for the patients as soon as possible. And legalization is something that needs to happen also. So we think it definitely needs to be decriminalized and be legal for adults that are 21 and over.
So what are your plans? What do you want to do to make those things happen?
We're gathering volunteers to help us with this process across the state of Idaho in each and every county. We have over 200 volunteers now. I think a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork because it's happening across the nation.
Are you thinking about petition drives, trying to get it before Idaho voters? Are you thinking about lobbying lawmakers?
We have lobbied for the last 5 years with the lawmakers. I have personally spoken in front of the legislators. I've spoken to Butch Otter personally, one-on-one. And we feel that the legislators are definitely not listening and not reading the science that we have provided for them. So we are definitely putting together a new petition to have for 2016.
This year, an attempt to put a medical marijuana proposal before Idaho voters got only a tiny fraction of the signatures it needed. What happened there?
We just didn't have enough money to do it. That's what it boiled down to. And we're hoping this time that we're able to garnish the national attention and the national money that is needed to make this happen.
Previous attempts to change Idaho's marijuana laws seemed to be plagued by organizational problems. What's different now?
And that's true. There was some, some infighting and different groups and things that were going on before, and I think that's all been taken care of. And what's different now is there's new people involved. I believe we have the right players in line, and it's all in its infancy as of right yet. This has to be run as a business. You have to have a main office. You have to have people that man that office on a daily basis from 9 to 5. We have to be open and be ready and prepared for donors, the correct paperwork, the lawyers that are in line, and everything that you need to run a successful business.
You talked about money and the challenges you had because you didn't have much. Earlier this year, a spokesman for the national organization, the Marijuana Policy Project, which has bankrolled legalization efforts in other states, told us they would not be sending money to Idaho in the foreseeable future.
There are definitely places where our money would be much better spent.
What can you do to get the national pro-marijuana community to take you seriously?
Well, the number one thing is to be organized and to actually have an office and people that are working that office.
It seems like you have a little bit of a chicken and egg problem. To get supporters and to get money, you have to have a good organization, including full-time people. But to have full-time people in a good organization, you need money.
Absolutely. We have to be able to not only pay the rent, phones, internet, power, and all that stuff, but you also have to be able to pay a few of your people that work in the head office. You have to be able to pay some of your petitioners that are out there hustling and getting the signatures. What I've seen in these other states happen as these donations come trickling in, other donors start to see the same thing. And it may be from out-of-state interest, or it could be from local people who have lost a loved one with cancer or something like that says, you know what, it's time that we end this.
That's Bill Isbinson, co-founder of the newly formed marijuana advocacy group New Approach Idaho. He spoke with our Adam Cotterell. Isbinson's name has been in the news before. He ran a licensed medical marijuana dispensary in Ontario, Oregon, but 2 years ago was convicted on several criminal charges of violating Oregon's pot laws. He's now on probation.